AccuWeather forecast calling for cloudy skies today. Chance for showers, maybe thunderstorms. High around 73. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department dispatched this morning to the town of Wheatland. The fire department rescue squad onto a vehicle fire in a parking lot of a store out there in 352nd Avenue. Responders advised on their way out the vehicle was occupied and that bystanders were trying to remove the occupant. Sheriff's deputies got there advising that the occupant was still in that vehicle. And then they observed that the vehicle was fully engulfed in flames. The identity of the subject at this point is unknown, according to a news release. The incident under investigation. Even though Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has been handling the duties of village administrator for 2 months now, the Village Board's Personnel Committee has just started the process of trying to find a new administrator. Members of the committee looking at a couple of examples of the advertisements from other municipalities, talking about the duties of that next administrator, someone that Village President Jerry Garski says needs to be much more responsive to the board.
The new administrator here is going to be more of an run the day-to-day duties of the village, but like yourself, gather the information and bring it to us. I got A and I got B. You tell me which one you pick, and that's the path I'm going to go get all that information for you and follow up with all the details so that you can make your final decision.
Trustee John Hewitt warning that because it's budget season, it may be some time before that new administrator is on board.
So if you're looking to hire somebody from an existing village or town or city or something to come in here, they're not going to just walk away during this period of time from their present employment. So we may not get this position filled until January or February. Oh.
The committee took no action, though, deciding instead to further review the language in the Help Wanted ad, also reviewing the administrator's position and description. Zarzecki, now in his second stint as the acting administrator, had it before Kurt Wallen arrived in 2013 and after Wallen left, of course, having a falling out, apparently, with the board. A plan that would greatly expand municipal bus service in Kenosha is on track, while the funding mechanism for a new super fire station has been identified, both according to Mayor John Antaramian, speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. After a forum on transit issues, the mayor said that he expects final approval soon on a plan to divert $8.5 million originally for streetcar expansion to funding more bus service, including longer hours and new routes into neighboring areas for workers to go to their jobs.
Second shift seems to be the one that is the biggest issue. It literally what we do is we start the system a little earlier and then go later, but it enables us to at least put a situation together or a system together that enables people to get from City of Kenosha out into Pleasant Prairie Industrial Park, to Amazon, even into some areas in Paris.
On the fire station issue, Mayor Antaramian's proposing construction of a new, larger facility by borrowing $4.7 million from the federal HUD program and another $907,000 through the city's capital program.
I have been very supportive of what the fire department has come forward with as to a very logical plan on how to replace a station that is in desperate need of replacement.
Plan Commission is going to consider the funding proposal next week. That transit forum, by the way, organized by the group CUSH, Citizens United to Serve Humanity. There's a 7 o'clock rally tonight at Grace Church on Highway 31 in preparation for tomorrow's Convoy of Hope arrival at Racine's Walden Middle School on Center Street. With needed services to underserved in the community, the gates to open up at 10 a.m. Saturday. The goal, to help families and individuals connect to free medical and dental care, a few days' worth of groceries, some help finding maybe a job, access to affordable housing, even haircuts and a family picture. Joel Lindsay, lead pastor at Grace Church, noting it's been a year-long effort to get Convoy of Hope to Racine with the help from more than 20 area churches.
You know, they realize that people are complex and we don't just have one set of needs. You know, we've got physical needs, sure, but emotional, psychological. Churches are involved because we have spiritual needs. And so Convoy is a place where we can kind of comprehensively care for people. And great community agencies are participating in just providing the resources that they provide. So it's a great event.
Somewhat like National Night Out, Danny DeQuisto, the director of missions at Grace Church, said that Convoy of Hope is designed to get people engaging with the neighbors they might not otherwise meet. Police in Brookfield believe they've got the two men in jail responsible for that statewide credit card skimming operation. Officers arresting the pair outside of a local gas station. Investigators believe they're responsible for putting the skimming devices that steal credit card information at 15 gas station stores across Wisconsin, including one in Brookfield and another in Franklin. Many of the other locations were in Dane County. An Oak Creek woman and her son accused of stealing some $3 million in federal funds intended to help the poor. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Elham Abdul Rahim and Ahmad Zakiq Abdul Rahim were both indicted this week on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. They reportedly used a local store to exchange Supplemental Nutrition Assistance or SNAP program cards for cash from 2009 to 2014. State School Superintendent Tony Evers, he wants to help smaller school districts to retain their teachers. He's comparing his new proposal to revenue sharing in Major League Baseball.
The New York Giants pay a luxury tax to the Milwaukee Brewers so that they can compete. The same should hold true here. This is my luxury tax, frankly, to provide a small amount of money to allow school districts to compete for those one or two teachers that they're about to lose.
Evers says he'll include that proposal as part of the budget he'll submit in November. Coming up on Sunday, the Mount Pleasant Police Department teaming up with the Case High School Criminal Justice Club for the second annual car motorcycle show in the Cole Store parking lot on Washington Avenue. It all begins at noon, open to all automobile and motorcycles, a donation entry involved. The registration's beginning at 11 o'clock. There will be trophies awarded for both the car and motorcycle voted best in show. Food, music, a silent auction involved with that, donations helping a scholarship fund establishment for a Case High School student interested in pursuing a career in the field of criminology. Trial scheduled to begin September the 26th in the court of Kenosha County Judge Chad Kirkman for Andrew Obregon, who's facing a slew of charges that include homicide, attempted homicide, armed robbery, and kidnapping, and for which a large pool of potential jurors will be brought in. During a Thursday pretrial gathering, Judge Kirkman indicated nearly 100 citizens will be summoned to come to the administration building next to the courthouse for the voir dire. Each one of them will be asked questions so as to try and secure a jury and alternates, with a trial that could last up to 2 weeks. Obregon accused of a crime spree last year that stretched for a month and covered mainly Kenosha County, but also part of Racine County. Charges related to law enforcement pursuits included with that complaint. Death by drug overdose continuing to be a major problem in Milwaukee County. The medical examiner's office says 70 people die from what are believed to be drug overdoses in the last couple of months. More than 280 deaths could be documented by year's end. One of the cases this week, the son of the chief medical examiner, Brian Peterson, an overdose on Monday. Milwaukee Bucks are hiring Hunsinger Construction to put up a block of restaurants and stores near their new arena. Team announcing that the Milwaukee contractor had won the bidding process. No cost put on that so-called live block project, but the team says it is scheduled to open up in the fall of 2018, same time as the new arena launches for the NBA season. Governor Walker's plan to build more roads without raising taxes, basically maintaining them, well, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says you focus on road maintenance instead of replacing old infrastructure, that's going to cost the state more money in the long run.
If you have a house that's condemned, you certainly aren't going to spend a whole lot of money on maintenance or on putting on a new roof, and that's pretty much what Governor Walker's proposing on a lot of these roads because they have to be redone and repaired. And all we're going to do is to put more money into a road that has to be completely torn up.
Voss and other Assembly Republican leaders disagreeing with much of the transportation plan that the governor laid out. And 24/7 Wall Street used some figures from the Census Bureau to determine that Maryland is the richest state in the country based on median income and the poverty rate. Mississippi, the poorest state, and Wisconsin ranks 23rd. The Badger State median income listed at $55,638. The poverty rate, 12.1%, 15th lowest in the country. Illinois finished in 18th. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office has charged a 19-year-old student from Indiana, a member of the football team at Carthage College, with second-degree sexual assault of an intoxicated teammate, this during an off-campus party. Lawrence Gaines has been a linebacker on the squad. The alleged victim, an 18-year-old Kenosha man whom the criminal complaint says passed out from alcohol consumption, woke up and discovered Gaines both fondling him and giving him oral sex. Gaines is to be back in court September the 29th, $2,500 cash bond posted according to online court records. A Carthage official says Gaines is still enrolled, but an internal investigation is underway. His status referenced the football team unknown ahead of their game against Wheaton College tomorrow. His name still appears on the roster according to the school website. Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 2 million vehicles sold worldwide between 2010 and 2014 due to defects with the airbags. The defect linked to 3 deaths and 5 injuries so far. It could prevent the airbags and what are called seatbelt pretensioners from deploying in certain crashes. It's the latest in a series of airbag-related recalls. Little bit weird that the city of Racine has to give approval for the installation of an historic monument on the grounds of the Village of Elmwood campus on Taylor Avenue south of Durand. But that's how the boundaries lay out, and the City Plan Commission is in full support. Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski explaining that the marker goes back to the days when that site was known as the Taylor Orphan Asylum, or Taylor Home for short.
The monument itself is approximately 18 feet tall and approximately 13 feet wide, and then the tablet's inlaid in that. There will be a small uplight that's on this monument. It'll be at basically the center of the base and then shining up onto the monument, the tablet, so that it can be potentially read at night.
The recommended approval includes some minor landscaping around the monument to be located just south of the main driveway, the stone itself that'll be seal-coated against vandalism. Lawmakers in Madison will likely make some major changes to the transportation plan that Governor Walker put forth this week in terms of a budget. That's according to the executive director of the Transportation Development Association, Craig Thompson.
I think the legislature, you know, which represents all areas of the state, know that you can't, you know, just decimate our interstate system. So I think it's going to undergo some pretty significant changes.
He thinks Governor Walker's plan, which calls for delaying several major road projects, including I-94 work in Racine-Kenosha counties, is short-sighted and troubling. Kenosha attorney Joe Madrigrano's wife, Kathy, came up with the original idea to partner with Gateway Technical College on a new facility designed to draw attention to the plight that's facing honeybees. But it was the school's president, Brian Albrecht, and his commitment to follow through on that that sold Joe Madrigrano on the idea.
I know that when he commits to something, it gets done. Kathy had the idea about the bees, and I get a hold of Brian, and he implements. Of course, you can do anything with money. But the detail that I know Brian gets done, every single detail, including these scissors, are from Italy.
Madrigrano's of Italian descent, referring to the ceremonial-style scissors used to cut the ribbon on the dedication ceremony for the Bee Barn, a rehab structure on the grounds of Gateway Center for Sustainable Living. It's got murals and inside and wall displays and stresses the importance of bees and pollination, also drawing attention to various changes threatening the bee population. A donation by the Madrigrano's helping make it possible. Green Bay Packers don't play the Minnesota Vikings till Sunday night in the new glass roof stadium up in Minneapolis, and it's still unknown who's going to start at quarterback for the home team, though Packers head coach Mike McCarthy says it really doesn't matter.
We've taken an approach that we could see either one of the quarterbacks. My understanding is it's probably going to be Sam Bradford, but I have a lot of respect for Sean Hill. I mean, he played very well against us when he was with the Detroit Lions, so we'll prepare for both quarterbacks.
Both the Packers and Vikings, of course, winning their season openers last Sunday. And the 2016 Wisconsin Cow of the Year is Grandview BBBK Dreamer, owned by Tim and Katie Bush. Last year, Dreamer got honorable mention as an All-American Fall Yearling. The Cow of the Year ceremony will take place October the 6th at Madison's Alliant Energy Center during the World Dairy Expo, which, by the way, draws more than 70,000 visitors from around the world. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.